Hello and welcome to A Magical Night with the Boys. I'm joined by Ryan and Lewis.
Hello.
Hey there.
So we went to record a little bit of a, I don't know, like an introduction to D&D, the world, I guess.
Just an excuse to be here again.
Yep, in this lovely apartment of Ed's. Basically, we're playing Dungeons and Dragons, and we thought for people who haven't played this before, it would be a good little explanation of how the game works. We're also going to jump into how our characters are and also the world we're playing in.
So we're gonna tell you a bit like what timestamp you can jump in if you don't want to listen to the rules, if you know D&D already, and you just want to understand a bit how the world works. I do think that the content for the world is important to understand the story a bit more, right?
Yeah, or probably.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. Anything to add?
No.
So what's D&D, guys?
D&D is Dungeons and Dragons. You might have heard back at school, you know, all the really popular kids who were just banging all the time. Yeah, it's that game they were playing.
Banging D20s on the table, boy.
Oh.
Okay, so how do we explain the rules? Where do we start with the rules?
D&D is a collective storytelling game. Yeah. So you're going to get one person who's running the game, the Dungeon Master, the DM.
Me, Edward.
Edward, him. And he's going to tell the rest of us what's happening in the world, what random people are doing, what monsters are doing. And then Luis, Gordon, and myself each play one character each. And we just control them and we walk around Ed's world.
Yeah, basically we're just creating mayhem in Ed's imagination that is just building around us. At the end of the day, it's just how we could put all of that together and just bring a new world into life.
Yeah. So they're going to try to do random shit, basically, and just I'll put a threshold in my mind whether or not they succeed, depending on how difficult that thing is. And then they roll a dice, and if they're above the threshold, they succeed. Otherwise, they lose.
Yeah. I forget that we're telling how D&D works. Yeah. And not just how RPGs in general work.
So if I want to jump over a puddle, you might ask me to roll athletics, and it'd be fairly easy. So on a 20-sided dice, probably a 5 would do it. But if I want to jump over a big ravine, that's like superhero ability. So that would, you know, you'd have to do really well. Maybe like roll a 20, for example.
So yeah, the rules are a bit more complex than that. There is 260 page, but I don't think you need to understand everything in order to understand the campaign in general. We try to keep it simple, and they just roll and see if they succeed or not. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know the rules and you don't want to know the rules, then just, if we cheer, then feel happy. if we sound sad, then feel sad and tell us you feel sad. And that's about it. So, should we hear a little about the world of Sharma?
Yes.
I'm Edward, and I'll be your DM and your guide in the Kingdom of Sharma. Sharma I unified the 9 tribes on the continent before creating the capital, Leandril, with powerful magic. His brother created the Hammers at the same time, a group dedicated to peace and justice. Quickly, magic started to fade away, only cultivated by the great sorceress Finis on the island of Sik. The kingdom was violently split in two 130 years ago, when two twin brothers fought for the throne. It was later named the Rapture. Leandril, the capital, instantly became a war zone. That was still 8 years ago, when the Great Plague hit. Because of the pressure from invading barbarians, a fragile truce was signed between East and West Sharma. The Hammers, now led by Kalatawe, pushed the invaders out of the kingdom before disappearing into the world. Our party will start a journey in the small coastal village of Norm, next to the castle of Mirandis in East Sharma. They don't know that war and the new emergence of magic will sell them on a journey across the kingdom.
Margaret Duncan is my name. I'm a healer at Narn. Robert, my late husband, was a paladin of Idril, the god of life. His death happened during the Great Plague, and it was at that time that I got my divine powers. From that moment, I was able to heal as many people as possible, bringing life into the region that badly needed it. During the worst years, I aided everyone that reached our coast. When I couldn't, I sent letters and messengers to Mirandis, the biggest castle in the area, asking for supplies, but we never got an answer. They just left us to die. Nowadays, I live a quiet life in the village, patching up fishermen and teaching Danny how to stitch wounds. He's an eager but a slow student. I just hope he doesn't mix the components again.
I am Aldandriel Flexpepper, known as Danny. Pleasure to meet you. I'm a drow, what you might call a dark elf. But well, I never got along much with my own kind. Bunch of untrustworthy backstabbers, if you ask me. So, I left my home in Feyor in West Sharma and came over to East Sharma. I soon met a very friendly and very rich merchant called Master Benzino, who employed me as his musician. I was with that caravan for about 20 years. I traveled all over East Sharma, met all sorts of fascinating people, but kept my nose out of danger whenever I could. Well, recently, Master Benzino found himself in a bit of trouble. The guards arrested him in Mirandis, which left me without a job. So I came down to Narm a few months back, and I've been working with old Marge the Healer and playing music at the inn for a free room ever since.
I opened my eyes, and it's a dark room only lit by candles. I immediately panic.
Where am I? Who am I?
I don't know who you are, but I can tell you you're very old, my champion of Gale.
What?
You're in my laboratory. Please, sit up so I can explain everything.
My name is Kai, or Chimera is what they called me. I am told I am very old, judging by the markings on my armor, the different repairs, and my attitude towards immigrants. I don't know much about my past. When I'm still, I can see images of mangled bodies and almost smell the reek of a battlefield, much like a public bathroom. I am a warforged, a metal creature brought to life by powerful magic. I feel no pain, I don't breathe or eat. I exist for one purpose, to exert the will of Gael. Gael is all I know, and all that keeps me going. I was given orders from the mage Finis, who repaired me and brought me back to, well, existence. It is not life. She sent me to Nam with very few instructions. Preach the word of Gael, dispose of those who create an imbalance, and let the gods decide your path. And so, like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone 2, I was released into a dangerous world with only my battle axe, wit, and bloodlust to keep me safe.